the podcast, What to Expect When You're Expecting. To attend you and I, we would like to talk to you today about four important areas of freshman year that you should be aware of, so you can feel more comfortable while entering this new and exciting chapter of your life. I'm Eric. I'm a social studies teaching major. I've attended multiple schools, including UNI. I was a freshman here at UNI and then transferred to DMAC, Iowa State, University of Iowa, and then wound up back here at the greatest academic institution in the state, UNI. My initial choice of UNI was mostly motivated by the fact that none of my peers from high school would be here, and I wanted to see what I could do on my own and meet new people. My return to UNI was motivated by the amazing education program here at UNI.
I'm Allison. I'm majoring in English teaching with minors in literacy education and technology in education. I started at UNI as a freshman and am now ready to finish up my last semester before student teaching in the fall. I chose UNI because I wanted to attend a school that offered many diverse programs of study and that also had a great education program. I also was awarded an education scholarship from the College of Education. When I got on campus at UNI, it just felt right, and I knew I had chosen the right place for me.
I'm Janelle. Like Eric, I'm also a social studies teaching major. I transferred to UNI with an associate's degree from the community college in my hometown. I chose to come to UNI because of their reputation for having an excellent school of education. I also have three older siblings who graduated from UNI, and all of their experiences really made me feel comfortable with choosing UNI for myself. So the four areas we'll be addressing today are time management, finances, dorm life, and getting involved. The three of us agree that these categories are most relatable to freshman year of college. The first area that we wanted to speak about concerns time management.
Time management is a very important part of college life. You don't have the same schedule as high school anymore, and now you have a lot more time on your hands. But even though you have the time, you should learn to structure it wisely. You may think surfing Facebook for 6 hours during your day sounds like an awesome way to spend your time, but you might learn otherwise when you're cramming for that physics test at 2 a.m. the night before. First things first, establish a sleep schedule for yourself. Look at your class schedule and determine when it would be best for you to wake up, get yourself ready, and on your way to class. You know yourself best, so think about how much sleep you're going to need and when you're going to go to sleep at night. You don't want to be groggy or tired for class or other activities.
If you choose to live in the dorms your first year at UNI, you will be given a Panther planner. These planners are given to students to encourage them to keep their priorities and activities in order. Sometimes your classes get really busy, so having a place to write all your assignments down can be extremely helpful. I would also recommend keeping all of your classes syllabi. Most of them have all the dates of your tests and projects, and I have found that most of the professors really stick with the schedules they have listed on them. There are going to be a lot of things you'll need to keep up with in college. You have to make sure to lay out the things you have to get done and put first things first. You don't want to start a project that's due in 3 weeks instead of writing your paper that's due tomorrow. Come on.
You're going to need to study. It's going to take time. You need to have a consistent place to study so you can accomplish what you need to accomplish with minimal distractions. There are lots of places to study around here, like the Rod Library, the Mocker Union, any of the dorms, probably yours, Panera Bread, Cup of Joe on Main Street, really anywhere that's comfortable for you. Just make sure you study.
Okay, time to address the real killer of grades, procrastination. I believe that procrastination lowers more grades than anything else. Do not put off work. College is far more rigorous than your high school was. Work that is not completed quickly will turn into a mountain of work by Sunday night when you thought it could get it all done then. Work. We all have to do it. If you can get a job on campus, you will have to arrange your work schedule around your classes. Remember, you are a student first, and school comes before work. Being a student is your full-time job. Your degree is far more important than an extra 10 hours of work each week. Speaking of work, you're going to need to manage that money you make, which brings us to the finance category.
There is a lot of truth behind the cliche, poor college student. In college, you're more than likely going to be living far away from your parents, so asking them for money will no longer be as easy as putting out your hand. You're going to need to have a better control of finances than you have ever had before.
Like we mentioned, you will probably be limited in the finance category because you've just been introduced into a new environment. This isn't home anymore. Unless you live close, odds are you won't be working at that high school job anymore. Time to suck it up and budget, baby. Start allotting yourself a budget so that you live within your means. You don't want to run out of money by going out all the time and squandering it away. You'll need that money when UNI starts giving you parking tickets.
On the UNI website, when you log in under My Universe, there's a job board listing all the jobs available on campus and some that are available off campus as well. I worked for the Dining Center last year, and this year I work for the Department of Residents. I have found that campus jobs are great because supervisors really work around your schedule and understand that you're a student first.
Another big factor when it comes to paying for your education are the student loans. Even after you have taken care of your loans for the year, I recommend stopping by the Financial Aid Office in Gilchrist and asking them any questions you might have. You don't even need to have an appointment. They typically have at least three people who are simply there to answer your questions. Don't be afraid to ask. One fail-safe question is this: is there anything that I need to do? This can save you a lot of stress and time later. Here is the part where we do something clever to transition into our next category. Are you ready? Here it is. Dorm life. Sweet transition, huh?
Oh, Eric. Living in a dorm is unlike any experience you will ever have. Each hall is divided into smaller communities or houses that act as your home away from home during your time at UNI. Living in dorms can be really fun. You are surrounded by people who are your own age, and you have so many opportunities to meet new people. That being said, you have to be aware of how your actions affect others. While it might seem like a good idea and convenient to practice your flute in your dorm, everyone in your house, and the house above, and the house below you will be able to hear every note. You're also sharing a lot of common space, bathrooms, lounges, kitchens, and while each of the dorms has a full-time custodial staff, things can get messy fast, and you need to clean up after yourself, both inside and outside of your room.
I am an RA, or a resident assistant, in Hegeman Hall, which is one of the quads on the south side of campus, so I know a thing or two about living in the dorms. Each house, which typically has around 40 or 50 people, has a resident assistant that lives in the house and helps to form it into a community. They organize house programs, which could be anything from study tips to video game nights, and they are also a great resource if you have any questions. They may not be able to answer all of your questions, but they will probably know the right people to ask. When it comes to roommates, I think the most important thing is communication. I have found that the majority of roommate conflicts could have been avoided if they had just communicated their annoyances or other issues instead of letting it chip away at them.
If you have a real problem, first talk to your RA. The RAs are there to help you if you're having a problem with your roommate or dorm room arrangement or any personal problems you might experience. We have excellent counseling services available at the UNI Health Clinic as well. Also, there is the RLC, or Resident Life Coordinator, who is an additional resource if you need someone to help you. As you can see, there are always individuals ready to help you when you are in need.
The best part of college is making new friends. There are a few things you can do to make the process easier. One is to just keep your door open in the dorms. The RAs even have open door contests, and they go around with stickers for those with their doors open to encourage the open door policy. You can win prizes for being social. The next is to not be afraid to engage people in friendly conversations. This can be as simple as introducing yourself and letting them know that you live on the same floor as them. Don't be afraid to approach people that you may have avoided in high school. This is how you grow as a person. Living in the dorms is a great way to meet people on campus, but you aren't just limited to those you live around. There are lots of other venues on campus at which you may meet people with interests similar to yours.
You should never, ever say that you're bored while in college. You're not bored, you're just undermotivated. There are so many opportunities offered on campus and in the community that there is something to do every week, if not almost every day. If you're still bored, just do your homework. UNI's website has a calendar that lists all the events that are going on around campus. CAB, or the Campus Activities Board, is a student-run organization that is solely dedicated to hosting fun and free events on campus. Also, as a student, you are able to attend almost all performances from the School of Music, sporting events, and Strayer Wood theatrical productions free of charge. The Department of Residents, the student government, and many student organizations also host speakers and other events that are free throughout the year.
If you're an active person, more than likely you'll want to involve yourself in some extracurricular activities, organizations, or clubs. UNI has an active Greek community with opportunities to rush for a fraternity or sorority at the beginning of each academic year. As for clubs and organizations, we have everything from intramural sports to music ensembles, Northern Iowa Student Government, Speech and Debate Team, Volunteer Center of the Cedar Valley, the Northern Iowa Student Newspaper, and so much more. Visit www.uni.edu/resources/current-students to find out more about clubs and activities you can join. So there you have it, our advice to make it through your first year of college swimmingly.
We hope you feel more prepared and confident.
Make it a great year, or not. The choice is yours.